Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to episode number 56 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, intellectual, maybe not, and we'll give them all a good seeing too. Last week we did Doggy Hole and I spoke to Michael Scott, who is a producer, composer. Anyway, he loves dogs and he spoke to us about how his dogs are humping each other really, but they don't know what they're doing. And we also spoke about Dog is for Life, and if you do want a dog, speak to someone like the Dogs Trust, because they are being given a lot of dogs back, you know, people who got dogs during COVID and now can't sustain it. Anyway, this week we're doing pennies, right? We're doing pennies, heels, holes, because in Ireland, pennies has been shut down since December 2020. That's 5 months now. And this week it reopened and there was such a high demand that you had to book an appointment online to get a 1 hour slot. Now, I failed to get a slot, possibly because I'm disorganized, possibly because it takes hours of waiting online. But my kids got slots, and probably on my phone, probably using my email address and obviously using my money. But anyway, they had a great time. So I decided to do a podcast on pennies today. So pennies is actually called pennies in Ireland, but in other countries it's called Primark. That's because the word pennies was taken up in Europe and America by J.C. Penney. So it's Primark.com and it's Primark everywhere else, but here it's pennies because pennies originated in Ireland. I actually wasn't 100% sure about that. I knew it's very Irish, but the story behind it is actually quite fascinating. So pennies is an Irish fast fashion retailer, okay? And it's a subsidiary of this other British food processing and retail company called ABF. And it all started, well, it's been going 52 years. The headquarters is in Parnell Street in Dublin, but it all originated when a guy called Garfield Weston met a fella called Arthur Ryan. So this was in 1960. Now, Arthur Ryan was the son of a Cork man. All right, bye. So Arthur Ryan was the son of a Cork insurance clerk, and he went to London to work, and then he came back and he worked in Cornell's Court in Dunn's there. And then he started to work with this fella called Garfield Weston. And Garfield Weston was part of the dynasty of that company, the subsidiary company ABF. So Garfield Weston loved Arthur's idea of providing cheap fashion to the under 35s. So he gave him $50,000 to invest in the idea. I think the first store opened in Dublin in 1969, and then the next one was in Cork. That was 2 years later. And Ireland now have, I mean, I think they've 36 stores, but that might have changed during COVID. And then it was 1973 before they went to the UK, and they have around 200 stores there. And then in the noughties, they expanded to Portugal, Spain, Netherlands, Germany, Belgium. And I've had a list here, I think roughly Spain has about 50 stores, Netherlands 21, Germany 32, Belgium 8, Portugal 10. And then in the teens, in the last decade, they expanded to Austria, America, France, Slovenia, and they expanded during the crash during the last decade because people wanted cheaper stuff. So the likes of Lidl and Aldi did well during the massive crash, and so did Penny's. So there's 5 stores in Austria, 12 in the US, 20 in France, 1 in Slovenia, and there's 1 in Slovakia opening next year. And what else do we have? Italy has 6, Poland has 2, and the Czech Republic has 1. Okay. Now, also, the some great facts. There are 78,000 employees. This was in 2019 now. That was the count in 2019 before COVID. 78,000 employees in Primark globally. And their revenue in 2019 was 7.79 billion sterling. 7.79 billion sterling was their revenue. So yeah, they're doing well. They're doing well. Yeah. No fear of them. And the reason they're doing well, actually, is because they didn't focus on celebrities endorsing products or spending money on ad campaigns. And they didn't have a lot of middlemen, agents between their factories and the shops. So there was a short chain. They also didn't have an online presence. They have a website, but they still don't sell online. I'm not sure how that might have worked out for them during COVID, because obviously everything was online, but they're surviving. And another thing they have is they do a 6-week turnaround from whatever they see on the catwalk. They can knock those off within 6 weeks. Now, they've got in trouble for that if they're too similar. I think they've been sued by the likes of Monsoon and other places. And they also got in a bit of trouble in 2013. A very sad story. Well, it's not their factory, but there was a fashion factory, garment factory in Bangladesh, 8 stories, and it fell to the ground. 1,100 people died, roughly. Now, Penny's only had a 97% share. There were other retailers. No, sorry. Other retailers had a 97% share in the factory. But Penny's, in fairness to them, were the first to step up and admit that they were involved with this disaster. It was like the deadliest garment factory accident ever. And they also were first on the ground with aid. They gave 6 months' wages to all the families involved, and maybe longer. That's just what I read. And there was a deafening silence from some of the other retailers who were involved. So Penny's does have a positive presence on the ground in these countries, they believe, and they help people's lives and open bank accounts, etc., etc. So, yeah, I mean, some people would totally disagree with that, but this is, I suppose, me trying to justify the fact that I do buy my knickers there. And another reason they've been very successful over the years is that Arthur Ryan, the Corkman, he was very hands-on. So he would make 2 monthly visits to all stores, even when it started to expand, which was quite difficult. And he would go incognito. Staff would say he'd be like a cross between the Invisible Man and Columbo. And he was very aware of his competitors. He'd undercut prices. They acquired Littlewoods, about 200 stores at some point, and that was another success. And now Arthur Ryan is no longer chief executive. That's been taken over by Paul Marchant in 2009, but Arthur is still a chairperson, and people say that Arthur Ryan is the creator, the driving force, and the inspiration. So a bit of a legend. Maybe I could give him a call, see if he could get me a slot this week. Unlikely. So I'm going to ring one of the stores and see if I can get on their list this week to get in. I've heard it's all booked out, but sure, I'll chance it anyway. I'll try Cork maybe, and if I don't have any luck there, I'm going to try and ring up north, because over the border they've been open there a couple of weeks and they've no queues. You can just walk in the door, obviously with restricted numbers. But so I'm going to ring one of the Penny stores or Primark stores up north as well and see if they'll have me. Okay, so let's see how I get on.
Thank you for calling Penny's Patrick Street Corp. This store is operating with shopping by appointment from May 10th to May 16th. To make a booking, please go to our website. Appointment bookings are subject to availability. But don't worry, you won't have to wait too long to shop with us, as we will fully reopen on Monday the 17th of May with extended opening hours in place to help reduce queues and manage customer demand. Details available on our website.
Good evening,
Penny. Hi there. Is that Penny's?
Yeah, Penny's Patrick Street.
In Cork?
Yeah.
Oh, great. I don't have internet, and I was wondering if I could get an appointment with you this week, because I can't book an appointment online.
Everything is booked out, I'm afraid, and everything is going through online. through the website, you know. Nothing. We don't have anything to do with the appointments. Actually, Primark.
Okay.
On that website. But actually, to be honest, we checked it today. Everything was booked out.
Okay. Are you crazy? Are you crazy busy, or is it kind of all right? Is it okay?
It is only let in 100 people per hour. So
okay.
Like, inside is quiet.
So it's very quiet. Okay. And how are you doing? Is it nice to be back at work?
I was okay. Really off, to be honest.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
But it's okay. It's a bit crazy because it's all new and everything, you know, for all of us at the moment.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Next week is walk-ins, but I would avoid the first few days because it's probably going to be disused, you know.
Okay, okay.
But we will be open till 10 p.m.
Okay, I miss the pennies €5, you know, when someone says, oh, that's lovely on you, and you go, pennies €5.
Yeah, but like we have extended hours opening next week.
Oh,
from
great.
8 to 10 p.m.
Great.
Let's say evening will be quieter, you know, evenings, because mornings and lunchtime will be, you know, the kids and the mums and...
Perfect.
Kids after school would be at 4, and then I'd say from 8 o'clock would be quieter if you want to pop in and have
a
look.
Great. I might have a few wines with my friend and go down in the queue and have a
a few pair of socks.
Yeah, it'll be like going to Disneyland.
Yeah, I know.
I swear.
I can't wait for the hairdresser. I can't even get an appointment yet because I'm working all this week and next week.
Oh, God, I know. We all look like, we all look like toilet brushes.
All the spray to cover the roots.
Yes. My underwear is a disgrace. I swear to God, there's elastic string sticking out every nook and cranny at this stage. Anyway, thank you very much. I'll see you next week.
No problem. Thank you. See you next week. Bye.
If you are calling about our store opening times, please press 1. To hear how you...
Hello. Speaking.
Hi there. Is that Primark?
It is, yes.
Oh, great. Sorry, I tried to get through earlier, but something went wrong with the phone. I'm living in the south of Ireland, and I'm wondering how busy you are there, because I can't get an appointment for Love Nor Money down south. And are the queues out the door in Newry? If I drove up?
No, it's not too bad today at all.
Right, because I need
it's
a fix.
It's very steady, and even if there's a queue, I mean, it's not 5 minutes, it would get you inside.
Okay, like the state of my underwear at this stage. Like, we haven't had pennies down here since last year.
Right.
When did you open up?
We opened about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it has calmed down a good bit now. Today's been nice. It hasn't been too bad at all.
Great. Okay, so it was a bit hectic the first few days and now it's a bit quieter.
Yeah.
Okay. And the queues are, depending on the time of day, I suppose, how many people. Great.
Oh, there's no, at the minute the queues aren't bad at all.
Great. And by the way, do you
still... You wouldn't be standing any length of time.
I'm addicted to your mini briefs, the 5 packs of mini black briefs. Do you still do those knickers up there, I hope?
I'm sure we do, but I mean, everything is flying off the shelf.
Okay.
But there's deliveries every day.
There is. Okay. Well, I look forward to it. Do you know what? Remember when Boyzone broke up the band, there had to be a helpline for people who were in trauma. I nearly needed a helpline to get over having no pennies Primark, you call it. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, at least it's open now.
Thanks very much. I'll see you soon.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, I might drive up there now in a few days. Or I might wait till next week till it all opens up. And yeah, in the meantime, I'm going to go down to a Penny's nearby here and see what the queues are like outside the door and see how happy people are, whether their dreams have come true, whether their holes have been healed by their experience in Penny's. And yeah.
Hi there. This week the podcast is on Penny's and it reopening. I see you have a place in the queue.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When did you have to book this?
I booked it on the 8th.
Right, and so I couldn't get a place myself, but they're all gone, are they?
Yeah, we're actually from Clondalkin and we had to book it in Dunleary just to come out.
So you've come all the way from Clondalkin?
Yeah.
Jesus, and that was the last spot?
Yeah, everywhere else, anyone near to Clondalkin was all booked out.
Because I even rang Cork, because I've relatives there, saying I'll come down to Cork, and they said no way.
Yeah, Cork is fully booked since last week, I think it is. My friend was telling me about that as well.
So you were excited then?
Yeah, very excited. I need to get loads of stuff.
Oh my God, like I won't even tell you the kind of disgusting clothes I'm wearing at the moment. I need to get back in. So are you going to get everything from, have you got an order for other people to pick up stuff?
Oh yeah, dad, brothers, everything, husband, everything, yeah.
Okay. So roughly how much do you think is going to be spent in the next hour?
I brought 300 with me, so good. If it wants to be spent, it'll be spent.
And the beauty of pennies is you can bring back 100 of it, if,
100%,
maybe.
Yeah. 100%.
Are you like me that you'd pick it up in a small, medium and large and feck it, try it on at home?
Yeah, that'll do the job. Absolutely. And anything at all.
And I see you've a little baby here. So you get loads of stuff for the baby as well?
Oh, stockings, everything. Just a dream. Tesco is very, very dear.
It is, isn't it?
Very expensive, yeah.
Yeah. All right, thank you so much.
Sorry, thank you.
Okay, lads, you're not going to believe it. I'm actually after getting into Penny's. I went up to the queue and spoke to those people, and the next woman in the queue said her friend didn't turn up. So I've pretended to be Susie. My name is Susie for the next hour. And I'm in Penny's. I'm going to have two knickers in like the next few minutes. Ha ha ha. I found them. This is very exciting. Now they don't have my size, but that's okay because I've gone up a size. So they have my new COVID size. And what I've also noticed is they're now made with sustainable cotton, which is great because obviously we all know Penny's is fast fashion. But this is a good thing. This is all good. Oh, excitement. Now, this is quite sexist, but I have noticed that there are no men in the store. There are roughly 100 customers in here because I think that's all they're allowed, but I cannot find a single man. Now, there's a man working here. Hello, lovely, nice to see you. But I cannot see any male customers. And one woman told me she spent 4 hours online getting this slot to come here today. So I can kind of understand why the men would be like, yeah, I'll wait a week. Oh, wait, I see a man. No, he was a staff member yawning behind a rack of T-shirts. Oh, Jesus, lads, there's a lot of fussy prints, like kind of flowers and flowy manky pants with pleats and check and is it tweed trouser? Oh, my God. Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, it's a tiny bit underwhelming here now. Oh, here's the reduction rail. Oh, God, one word comes to mind. Nasty. Oh, God, and like my standards are fairly low, but that is fucking nasty now. Oh, Jesus, there's white palazzo pants. Half price, yeah, right. Like you wouldn't use them as a bed sheet. Oh, there's a pair of plastic trousers here. My God, one match, they'd be gone up in flames. They're now, they were what I call thrush trousers. You know, the pleather, non-breathable. Yeah. Moving on. All right, lads, I'm gone too old. I'm here in the jeans section. And every single trouser looks like a lion took a bite out of it. Yep, it's all the cut. And they're not even nice cuts. They're not the natural cuts. They're the fakey ass slits and cuts. No, can't get jeans either. Oh God, I better find something. Tea towels. I would say at this stage, you could get TB off the tea towels in my house. So that's good. We've got tea towels and some hand towels and a face cloth. Oh, wait. Bathroom stuff. Do I need a mat for the bathroom? Do I? Don't I? Exciting. So the good news, ladies, is that there is a new style. It is, I mean, I would have called it a maternity dress, but it's not got maternity on it. It just goes from the neck outwards. Some of them go to the knee, some of them go to the feet, and it's basically to cover all those extra pounds from COVID. But luckily it's a fashion, so we're all going to, you know, they do look like you got a refuse bag and cut a hole in the top of it and stuck your head through it. But it's the fashion, so it might get us through the summer. And they've done them in black, so they're like, and grey. What other colour? Brown? No, the light colours won't be as flattering. But yeah, there's a few black dresses that literally go from the neck out like a tent, like a pop-up tent.
Hi there, I'm in Penny's and we're doing a podcast on Penny's this week. And I've just met this lady. She's got her bags of shopping and she's leaving the store. How do you feel?
Excited. It's nice to be back, you know. Like, I think that the people is just want to go out and do a bit of shopping inside of the shops rather than online.
Yeah. And what did you pick up today?
A bit of basic, like jumpers, socks for my daughter, like some painting and coloring, like just basic. It's nothing, you know, else, but at least it's nice to be in.
Yeah,
shops.
My big thing was underwear and tea towels.
Yeah, as well. Probably, yes. Yeah. It's in the end, it's basic. I think it's the only thing that the people is just looking in Penny's. Yeah.
And I'm afraid to try on clothes yet because I don't know what size I am. It's been so long.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, there's another thing that we need to keep on in mind.
But you had fun anyway.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice to be out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi lads, I've just come out of Penny's and I was in there for an hour and there was no men in there. Does Penny's reopening entice men at all?
I mean, for me personally, I just think men don't go towards Penny's as much as women. I feel like women just enjoy Penny's clothes more.
Yeah, I did feel like I was in Disneyland, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And with the rest of you, do you rest of you like shopping at Penny's?
Nah, never. I don't really go on Penny's, like.
For your underwear and socks, like?
Nah. Can't be doing that, man. But I get my shorts in there, like, that's about it.
Right.
They do and, good swimming togs.
Swimming togs.
They do good swimming togs.
Yeah, that's all the lads get, really. But, like,
so what state are your swimming togs in at the moment?
Don't,
the holes?
Don't have any.
You just go in your Rudy
go
Nudies.
Jocks, yeah.
Right. You go on a bollocker or something.
Oh, I see you're in a dry robe.
Yeah.
So are you dry robe, no underpants?
No, nothing of that. Bare skin.
Hi girls, I'm doing a podcast and I just noticed I was in Penny's and there was no men in there at all. Like, have you been in yet? Or are you excited to get there next week?
We haven't been in there yet.
There's
a nice Penny's
store.
Duns will have you now.
Are they Duns shorts? Oh, we have to keep it all fair. Okay, thanks for your comment, lads.
Well, that was amazing. What a surprise. Woo-hoo. Yeah, and you know what? I'm not even a big fashion addict. Like, you know, I got the basics. You know, I've told you already, I like Penny's for the old pair of flip-flops or the knickers, the towels. And to be honest, people were nervous in there. They were kind of sheepish going around. And there wasn't a mad queue outside, obviously, because people had booked. Yeah, so I don't know if Penny's heals holes in lives or if it's just the thought of going there and the excitement of buying too much, knowing you can bring half it back. I did have a mini panic attack once in, and I don't do panic attacks, so this was very mini, but the kids were very young and I was trying to get to a wedding, my cousin's wedding in Sweden, and my sisters had dressed me because I just don't know how to dress myself, and they said, look, it's all there now, you have the shoes, you have the dress and whatever, just get yourself a pair of earrings. Well, I went into Penny's to get a pair of earrings. There was so many. There was ones with feathers, diamonds, baubles, beads. I just got overwhelmed. I had to ring one of my sisters. I was going, anyway, that's first world problems. Okay, so if you enjoyed the episode, tell your friends. If you didn't enjoy the episode, shut your hole. And no idea what I'll do next week, but put a review in. Apparently, I've been told by another podcaster that if I get reviews, it puts you up the something. I don't know. So even if you hate it, just put 5 stars down or whatever the options are, and just say lovely job, a hole healed, thank you, or something like that. I don't know. Whatever. So a review is good apparently at the moment. That's the latest fashion. Okay. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.